From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation and its friends during a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader. Obama called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century. Obama likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth, and praised his tireless work.
The last of the founding generation is now gone. Shimon accomplished enough things in his life for 1,000 men. But he understood that it is better to live to the very end of his time on earth with a longing not for the past, but for the dreams that have not yet come true. An Israel that is secure in a just and lasting peace with its neighbors.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row, and held his presence at the funeral as a gesture and reminder of the unfinished business of peace. The United Nations says at least 15 civilians were killed this week by a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan added that 13 others were injured in Wednesday's attack. The U.S. military confirmed that the airstrike hit a target in Nangarhar province and said it was aimed at Islamic State militants and that it was still gathering information on reports of civilian casualties. The latest U.S. airstrike came as tribal elders and officials recently warned ISIS fighters have returned and regained control of some of their former strongholds in the area. And after retreating to mountainous hideouts in the face of weeks of major Afghan security operations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime's airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists, their term for the rebels who want to topple the Syrian government. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning for the Democratic Republic of Congo and has ordered families of government personnel stationed in the country to leave. The travel warning said the potential for civil unrest is high in parts of Kinshasa, the capital, and other major cities. Most officials, U.S. government, travel to the DRC has been halted. The Rosetta spacecraft 12-year mission came to an end Friday when it crashed on the surface of a comet as planned, taking photos along the way. Here now from Patrick Martin, the manager of the European Space Agency mission.
I can announce the full success of this historic descent of Rosetta towards 67P, and I declare hereby the mission operations ended for Rosetta.
Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet. Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. Data collected from the probe has shed light on the composition of comets and eventually could reveal clues about the information or rather the formation of the solar system. South Korea announced Friday that an advanced U.S. missile defense unit will be placed on a golf course instead of a missile base in a rural county south of Seoul. Local residents there objected, saying the terminal high-altitude area defense system, also known as THAAD, posed health and environmental concerns and made them the target for North Korea. The new site is on a golf course north of the airbase. Washington and Seoul agreed to deploy that this year following North Korea's frequent missile and nuclear tests. And authorities in Thailand have confirmed that two cases of babies with microcephaly or abnormally small heads were caused by the Zika virus. The World Health Organization said the cases of the first Zika-associated microcephaly in Southeast Asia. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.